Brennan's Today's Bread Today.
Good morning. You're listening to U105. You can take part in the phone in anytime. You know the number 90333105. You would have heard earlier that a DUP Belfast councillor is calling for an event featuring George Galloway to be reviewed. The outspoken Bradford West MP is due actually to speak at the Ulster Hall next Saturday. The police are investigating recent comments made by Mr. Galloway when he urged people in the city to reject all Israeli goods, services, academics and tourists. Alderman Brian Kingston has written a letter to Belfast City Council expressing his concern about the event. You may have heard the Alderman speaking on the programme earlier.
I do regard his views as extreme, and that it would be harmful to community relations in Belfast to have him coming and expounding these views. And it could incite hatred towards Israeli and Jewish people in our city, and as well as causing reputational damage to the council.
George Galloway, MP from the Respect Party, is on the line and available to speak to us. George Galloway, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You're coming to incite hatred. You could be coming to incite hatred, according to Alderman Brian Kingston from the DUP.
Well, to be lectured by the DUP on community relations is like being told not to slouch by the hunchback of Notre Dame. It is simply absurd. The party which defended Pastor McConnell's Sharara law debacle wants to stop 1,000 people who are busily buying tickets, by the way, as we speak, from hearing my point of view. The last time I looked, Belfast was a part of the United Kingdom. I think the Alderman wants it to remain that way. And as long as it does, I have a right to travel anywhere within it and to have my say, and I will.
What exactly is your point of view with regards to the issue in Gaza?
Well, you can review 40 years of work, Frank, but in short, I think the murderous assault on Gaza in which 12,000 people were killed or maimed, 85% of them civilians, according to the United Nations, and most of those women and children, more than 400 children were killed in just 4 weeks. They were locked up in the Gaza concentration camp. They had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It was a blot on humanity. And those who cheered it on, and that is 95% of the Israeli public consistently throughout the whole operation, are to be shunned by all right-thinking people. And I think that they are. Unfortunately, many in the DUP are not right-thinking people.
How much responsibility does Hamas have to take for the trauma that the people of Gaza, the Palestinian people, are going through?
Well, it wasn't Hamas that killed them. It was Israel. And the people had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. All the doors are locked, shooting fish in a barrel, most of them women and children. And that's the beginning and the end of it.
Do you feel, as a British MP, however, that Hamas have any responsibility for that trauma?
I'm not myself a supporter of Hamas, and I never have been. I'm with Arafat. But I must tell you that before Hamas were ever created, Israel was doing this kind of thing. The historical record shows that. I was involved as an activist before Hamas was invented. And they did the same thing in Lebanon and in the occupied territories over and over again before Hamas were ever invented.
George Galloway, Brian Kingston is on the other line. Brian, Alderman Brian Kingston from the DUP. He's listening to what you're saying. Brian Kingston, why are you so annoyed about the presence of this man at the Ulster Hall next Saturday?
Well, my concern, Frank, good morning, Frank, is that the Ulster Hall is a council-owned facility. So it's subsidised by the ratepayers of Belfast. And we as councillors have a duty to those ratepayers to ensure that it is used appropriately. And of course, I support the principle of freedom of expression, and it's good to aspire to a lack of censorship. But that depends on people being responsible and legal in their expressions. And there is a point at which we have to draw a line. And I believe George Galloway, with his recent comments, has crossed that line, never mind things that he said in the past. And the council should not associate ourselves with his views. I would remind your listeners, you've maybe played the clip. Not only does he want, he starts off saying he wants a boycott, which is a legitimate thing if people wish to do that. They have entitlement to that. He wants to boycott goods and services from Israel. But he goes on to say he doesn't want any Israeli academics coming to his constituency, or probably to the UK in general. He doesn't even want Israeli tourists coming to his area. and goes on to describe Israel as illegal, barbarous, and savage. You know, and by any fair-minded person's view, I mean, these are extreme views, and I'd be deeply concerned for him to come to Belfast to express those views at this time of heightened tensions, and we've already seen tension on our streets and events occurring, that it would be irresponsible for the council to provide a platform to demand to express those views.
Is it not fair comment, George Galloway, of what Brian Kingston is saying, considering you have a reputation for being so outspoken that you could ignite a dispute here in Northern Ireland that has been simmering, because we've had many a conversation about it on this programme?
Well, illegal, barbarous and savage is a view of Israel that most people currently in the world have. The Association of University Speakers... Please let me speak.
Well, you don't have the right
even
to speak
on the radio.
The majority
can I
of people in the world.
Can I even speak on the radio, Alderman? The Association of University Teachers, the United Kingdom Union of Lecturers, has already banned contact with Israeli academics and did so the best part of 10 years ago. So I know that the DUP likes to exist in a backwater, but he really should get up to speed. The Ulster Hall has been the site of many a roof-raising oration from the Reverend Ian Paisley and Peter Robinson and all the rest. The idea that the Ulster Hall cannot bear the incendiary words of a British MP, but can gratefully host some of the most hair-raising loyalist rallies in history is simply ridiculous. Look,
Brian Kingston, is that not a very fair point, considering some of the rabble-rousers that have been in the Ulster Hall down the years?
Well, look, I don't know how far back people are wanting to take his argument. I'm dealing with a booking which is happening next week, an event which is happening next week, and I am concerned that the extreme views of Galloway could incite hatred towards any group of people, and in this case, against Jews and Israeli people in Belfast. So I'm dealing with a real issue. And anyone looking at the comments that he's made, for him to come to Belfast and express those views in a council-run facility, I'd be deeply concerned. We have asked for this review of the booking from the perspective of the council's good relation policy and also seeking the views from the police on the potential for incitement to hatred. We can't just stand by and allow extreme views to be expressed on our premises that could cause trouble in the street. We've already seen an attack on the Jewish synagogue at the Somerton Road. As listeners be aware, a blue plaque commemorating the birthplace of a former president of Israel had to be removed because of attacks on it, on the building containing it. And we've seen some very aggressive and intimidatory protests taking place in shopping centres, with goods damaged and inflammatory slogans shouted. So there is tension on the streets. And at this time, we do not want extreme views that could incite hatred being expressed in a council-owned and run facility.
It's a commercial contract that, George Galloway, you have with the Ulster Hall. Who's booking you to be here? Who sees
me,
George Galloway,
me,
as the main attraction?
Me. I'm booking me into the Ulster Hall. I have done so. I have a contract. Money has changed hands. Tickets are selling like hotcakes. But these are the very people who defended to the last ditch the right of Pastor McConnell to spread hatred against Muslims in the north of Ireland, defended it with their bones, with their blood. And the Sharara law pastor is one of their preachers. So this talk about community relations and not spreading hate and all this, I mean, it's so utterly ridiculous coming from these lips. Now, I don't spread hate. If I were to commit any offence on the stage of the Ulster Hall, I have no doubt the police would arrest me. But I don't. I never have. I'm in favour of the Palestinian people's right to exist. And I'm going to turn up in Belfast, as contractually agreed, in order to say so. Now, ironically, it was not my plan to talk much about Gaza at all. As I put it, we will talk from pastors to Palestine, from Nolan to Netanyahu, but we'll talk about lots of other things too, including what the Reverend Ian Paisley once said to me when only he and I were in a lobby voting against the creation of the National Lottery. There'll be lots of laughs, there'll be lots of subjects, and the DUP should really pipe down. Apart from anything else, they're busy selling my tickets and they're busy selling my books. So I suppose I should say to the alderman, thanks very much.
Well, you can't beat a bit of controversy when it comes to selling tickets. However, if Brian Kingston gets his way and the event is pulled, that would be obviously to your financial disadvantage. Will you be speaking?
No, Frank, it won't, because I have a contract and the Belfast taxpayers would have to write me a very large cheque, and that's not good value for money. So well as many other reasons, they really shouldn't do it.
I think George Galloway is making clear that his top priority is money here. This is a money-spinning exercise for him, and his first thought, if there's any threat to this event, is how much money he can make out of it, you know. And again, I'm not saying we can stop him expressing his views, as he does on the radio today, but my concern is that his views are extreme, and in the current climate, I think it will be unhelpful, and it could place people at risk. And the City Council's, anyone reading his views that he's expressed, the City Council should not be associating itself with those extreme views.
Will you be speaking at all about Islamic State, George?
Yes, I'll denounce it with all my vehemence that I can muster, as I have done long before most people ever heard of it. But I must reiterate, to hear the Hunchback of Notre Dame here telling me to stop slouching, to sit up straight, is perfectly absurd. I don't know if the alderman is aware of just how absurd it is. Extreme views from DUP, the backers of Pastor McConnell. Please, I don't know whether to laugh or cry here.
I see a guy called Dave. Just on the one thing that you've said, George, you've said it twice. But the first time you said it, a guy called Dave came through on the text. He said, that's a very unfair analogy, the Hunchback of Notre Dame and the slouching, considering there are disabled people listening to the programme.
Well, it shows that.
Yeah, the Hunchback of Notre Dame is the DUP, who can see the moat in other people's eyes, but not the beam in their own.
And Brian Kingston, it seems that as if the George Galloway event is so popular that it will be going ahead. If the plug is pulled on it, he's going to have to be paid anyway. What's so wrong with having him deliver his opinion on all the issues that he's referred to at the Ulster Hall come next Saturday night? And the more we talk about it and the more you talk about it, the more tickets he's selling.
Well, the problem is the views that he has expressed publicly. And I say again, if anyone who looks at his views here, I mean, the man who's in favour of censorship is George Galloway. He's said that he doesn't want any Israeli academics coming to the UK. He doesn't want any engagement with people. Clip on the internet, which shows where he was invited to a university event to debate with somebody else. And once the other speaker stood up and started speaking and identified himself as Israeli, he got up, said, I don't speak to Israelis, and walked out of the event to everyone's astonishment. This is a man who's not even prepared to engage with academics or in debate. He's so fixated with his own views.
And would you expect people to protest next Saturday night?
I regard his views as being in the realm of dangerously extreme.
Would you expect people to protest?
People coming, and I'm concerned that will increase tension in Belfast at an already...
Would you expect people to protest next Saturday night at the event?
Well, I'm hoping that people will not allow the event, so wherever it is held, that people may wish to protest. That is a legitimate right that people have.
Are you prepared for that, George Galloway? Another protest on the streets of Belfast, considering we're protested out here to some extent?
Yes, Israeli flags being waved in Belfast, it's something I'm ready to brave. But I caution the alderman thus. They really are, with the Pastor McConnell business and now this, they really are painting a horrific picture of the majority political trend in the north of Ireland. It's really a very ugly sight. I caution them on that.
George Galloway, thanks for taking part in the programme. Brian Kingston, thanks for your opinion as well.
Okay.